just about.
Okay.
I just wanted to take out the trash.
The way people talked about it is Corey was the most beautiful sex worker, and people said that they thought he was the person at the time making the most money on Polk Street. Not of the business owners, but that he was the most lucrative thing going on Polk Street. Corey, here in his heyday, had lots of beautiful, fancy convertibles and high-class apartments on Polk Street and, you know, whatever drugs he wanted, and spent money like there was no tomorrow. And out of all of this too much, wound up in a space of having nothing. Corey went from being the most beautiful gay man on Polk Street to now having a 5-minute memory, having probably the decision making skills of a fourth grader, unable to keep his room up, unable to manage money, unable to do any of that. He is schizophrenic now and has imaginary children that he looks after because he doesn't have real family, and because his heartbrokenness took him to such a depressed space. Corey's probably one of the people I've worked the most with over the last 7 years. When I first started working at the Welcome Ministry, he used to have these loud yelling conversations on the sidewalk. And I used to think that most people call it schizophrenia, believing that he was talking to people who didn't exist. But as I started listening to the conversations that Corey was having, I realized that he was having an argument with his mom. He was having the conversation of the day he came out to her. And his mom was always trying to tell him why he couldn't be gay and why it was a bad thing. And he was always trying to have the conversation that was who he was and it was how he loved. And he just kept having the conversation over and over and over, trying to have a different result, which never happened. And it was just painful and heartbreaking to watch Corey always have these angry conversations that people thought was mental illness or thought was drugs. And it was just having a broken heart out loud in a visible place where everyone could see it.
I'll be back. All right. I'm on my way to church.
For a while, when the neighbors were getting really angry and wanted to get rid of the homeless from the area, Aaron Peskin's office would focus on who were the loudest and who were the most annoying homeless people. And for a while, that was Corey, because he was having his really loud yelling fights with his mom. And so the police couldn't get Corey into housing, and they don't really have mental health services in the area. So they thought the best thing that they would do would be to get Corey into jail. And Corey does drugs, so they did a sting operation where they caught Corey with drugs. The problem was is that when they finally got him arrested, he was declared mentally unfit to stand trial because of his schizophrenia. For me, it felt like a breakthrough. I think for 4 years I had been trying to advocate that Corey get put in the hospital or be able to get long-term treatment or to get health care from the city, and we weren't ever able to get him into anything because the police knew he was chronically mentally ill and they just wouldn't take him. And when he was finally declared competent to stand trial after he had been on the medications for about 6 months, and they sent him back to San Francisco, and it was like a completely different person. Corey was so beautiful when he came back. Like, he just had the most beautiful face. He was so with it. He was able to tell these long stories and advocate for himself.
Show me the carrier.
But when they kicked him out of the mental hospital and sent him back to San Francisco, they didn't give him a single one of the medications they had regulated him on. They literally dropped him off in front of the church with no belongings and said, "You're competent now," and then drove away. And by the time I got his mental records from the hospital, he had slowly gone back into his deep funk of schizophrenia. and was at a point where he wasn't willing to go back on the medications again. So it was like watching Corey emerge in this beautiful way and then to disappear in 2 months because he had just been dumped. We haven't ever been able to get him back on medications, so he still kind of lives in this probably like a fourth grade level. Corey had lived for so long as kind of this object of desire for people, but not only that, but as like a mass consumer. People always have these discussions about gentrification and how gentrification comes and does all these really horrible things to communities, but Corey was gentrification, right? So Corey was the guy who just consumed more drugs, more parties, like had the nicest place, spent money like there was no tomorrow. And out of all of this too much, wound up in a space of having nothing. And it's just such a sad thing to watch how this economy has unfolded around people, you know, because it really feels like a lot of the homeless who are along Polk Street are like the litter of a changing economy of looking for younger and younger people all of the time. And when someone gets too drugged up or too mentally ill to continue being a sex worker, they're just kind of stuck in this nowhere place.